Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All graduations are emotional, but today the seniors of Palisades High are accepting their diplomas as survivors, and the emotions were overwhelming.
Many of us lost our homes, our memories, and our campus. The world felt paused in a state of destruction and disarray. But the strange thing about loss is that it reveals what sticks. And what stuck was our community.
Welcome to the Hump Day edition of the LA Local for Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. Already feeling like it's a little dusty in here as we watch these Pali High kids do their thing. Coming up on today's Local, Palisades High seniors finish off a challenging year beyond their wildest imaginations. The new Nintendo Switch selling out faster than Bowser can toss those flaming turtle shells. California starts to phase out natural gas appliances over plenty of objections. And a story about setting new levels of insanity in sports betting. Let's start with the long-anticipated graduation ceremonies for the seniors of Pali High. There was the gorgeous and iconic setting of accepting diplomas at the Hollywood Bowl. There was the celebrity speakers like Billy Crystal, Steve Kerr. There's the national media attention. But for the Pali High seniors, many of whom lost everything in the Palisades fire in January, they would have much preferred to be celebrating on their home football field instead. The school, of course, still closed down by heavy damage caused by the Palisades fire, with classes moved to a vacant Santa Monica department store over the last 6 months. Natalie Tavidian was at the bowl and caught up with a couple of graduating seniors.
What's your name?
Jaden.
Jaden, congrats on graduating.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
How are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good. You know, it's an exciting day today. I'm very happy that we all came together after the fire and all that. So,
what would you say the fires did for you guys as students? Did it bring you closer? I know there was a time it went back to online education, and that seems to have been traumatic for a lot of people who were in the seventh grade during COVID.
Yeah, I say in the beginning, it definitely separated us because we were online and on Zoom. But towards the end, when we came back into Sears, I felt like we were more like together. And yeah.
What legacy do you hope the class of 25 leaves behind?
Yeah, an example for the other classes.
What's your name?
My name is Kenneth Sanchez.
All right, what's next for you?
I'm thinking about going to trade tech and pursuing electrician field.
How are you feeling today?
Honestly, I'm pretty happy, but also I'm just thinking back on all my memories here, and it's been like pretty fun, you know. It's a good school, good community, good friends, just a good environment.
If the fires didn't happen, you would be on the Pali High campus graduating on the football field. You're here at the Hollywood Bowl, which is such an iconic place, but what does that feel like?
Honestly, it's pretty cool, like, to be able to see, like, all my families and everybody else is looking down on us. It just, like, makes me feel proud of myself to see, like, how far I've come. In my opinion, I kind of wish I graduated on the field because I played football over there, so it would have been pretty cool to graduate on the field I played every day and practice on, you know?
Billy Crystal, a New York native, made Pacific Palisades his home since the 1970s. The guy was a legit OG in that idyllic community. In January, Crystal's home, along with his wife, burned down to the ground, along with everything inside. Here is the comedic legend talking to Pali High seniors at the Hollywood Bowl tonight with his typical grace and style.
We've shared difficult times alone together. COVID robbed us of so many important things in our
and our seclusion, for you, of course, being together, going to classes, football, basketball, baseball games, hanging out, for those in the Palisades and the Village Cafe, or getting sushi at Gelson's, or going into Toppings and tasting everything but never buying anything. And after those dark days were gone, the unthinkable tragedy we all experienced happened to us all on January 7th. For those of us who lost our homes and everything in them, we have faced a seemingly impossible situation. For us, it was our only home for 46 years, all gone in less than 15 minutes, according to a gallant fireman who was trying to help us. For many of you, it was the same. And to compound this fracture, we lost our town and you lost your school, monumental anchors of all of our lives. But from this disruption, chaos, and tragedy comes something very important: perspective. Yes, for many of you, you've been relocated, living in a new place. Your stuff is gone, all the things you loved and took for granted, never to be seen again, but now replaced with hard but important life lessons. Out of pain comes growth. Out of loss comes wins. Out of despair comes joy. Now, as the town and the school you love so much begins a slow process of rebuilding, you're leaving it now, heading to the next phase of your lives. And you know what? I envy you. It's a complicated, scary world now, to be simplistic. There never seems to be any good news. And to me, that's the perfect time for new energy, new ideas, new points of view, new voices to be raised without hatred and without rancor, but with intelligent thought. In other words, it's your time. You know, when my two daughters grew up and got to the age when they could get their driver's license, which in California at that time was 12, I think, wasn't it? That's what it seemed like. We always would take a deep breath as they drove off. And we'd say to them, all right, listen, call us when you get there. Well, class of 2025, off you go, you're on your way. You're driving. Life is not a Waymo. Road ahead is long, windy, sometimes bumpy, and as you know, there's going to be detours. But after what you have been through, you're going to navigate it with grace. The future is yours, 2025. And call us when you get there.
Congratulations to the Pali High graduates from all of us here at KNX. If you've survived this tragic, traumatic year and crossed the finish line of your high school career, then you can do anything. All right, from emotional stuff to silly stuff. Well, silly unless you're a hardcore gamer who has been waiting for this day for quite a while. The much-anticipated Nintendo Switch 2 hits stores tomorrow, and crazy gamers are already lining up to snag one. Karen Adams reports.
Josh, first in line here at the Best Buy in Atwater Village, waiting to get a ticket that will be given out soon, guaranteeing he'll get a Switch 2.
That's been, what, like 8 years or so since the last one came out? Mm-hmm. And just idea of like an open world Mario Kart sounds pretty exciting, and it's just something that I feel like I need to just jump on to on the ground floor as soon as it comes out.
So there's Mario Kart World and upgraded versions of both of the big Legend of Zeldas, Street Fighter, and other games. Gabriel found out he doesn't have to wait in line for a ticket. He pre-ordered back in April.
What is it about this system that you had to have?
I had the Switch 1 back when it first came out in 2017, and I was in high school at the time. I just really enjoyed it. I have a lot of fun with my friends with it, so this is the next version of that. New games, new stuff to do with it, so I'm looking forward to trying it out.
This system isn't cheap. It'll run you about $450, and Nintendo anticipates Switch 2 to sell out fast. It shipped out-of-stock signs right along with the gaming system. In Atwater Village, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Bye-bye! See you later.
I haven't played video games in a long, long time, but I will always remember sitting in front of Super Mario Brothers for hours as a kid. I probably would have totally lined up for one of those new Switches back in the day. From video games to appliances. Almost the same thing, right? California regulators have dreams of phasing out just about every natural gas-powered appliance, from stoves to burners to hot water heaters. And not everyone is taking to this transitional period. Our Pete Demetrio has that story.
The South Coast air quality regulators want to impose two rules to scale back sales of natural gas units by 90% by 2036 in favor of electric heat pumps and upgraded electrical panels in order to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions, which form smog. But Daryl Saucina, chairman of the Los Angeles Latino Chamber of Commerce, says those future higher costs are beyond many people's ability to pay in retrofitting structures of all types.
You have to do wiring upgrades. That means drywall work. That means disturbing lead paint in older homes. That means re-drywall and painting. And, you know, the working poor and the working class person that are just working to pay their property taxes and everything else can't afford this.
The AQMD hearing is set for Friday in Diamond Bar. So far, more than 14,000 letters and comments have been submitted on the issue, most in opposition to the proposed rules.
My unsolicited advice, get rid of the hot water heater altogether. Get an electrical tankless heater, far superior in every single way. All right, finally tonight, a story that illustrates just how bonkers the sports betting world has become. A sports gambling app has banned a man for heckling an Olympic gold medalist at a recent track and field event. The man posted a video of himself shouting insults at sprinter Gabby Thomas as she was running in the Grand Slam track series, claiming it made him win his parlay bet. The app then banned the guy, appropriately. This comes after an intoxicated sports gambler from overseas made death threats against Astros pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. We talked about it with UCLA Dr. Timothy Fong, who studies gambling and gambling addiction.
What we are seeing is more obvious cases of athlete abuse, verbal, physical, and threats made to athletes in a narrowing world because there's not a lot of barriers between athletes and fans anymore. And unfortunately, the big driver of that does seem to be money lost from gambling opportunities.
It's easier than ever now to bet on sports. It's legal in most states. You can do it on your phone. And advertising for it is everywhere. The sporting world has adopted and embraced sports gambling as an excellent source of revenue.
Well, since 2018, when they've expanded sports betting, there were really three lanes that we were worried about with athletes. First was athletes developing gambling addiction. Secondly, was athletes maintaining integrity of the sport so they don't throw the games for a gambler. And third was just athletes being targeted by fans related to gambling losses. That third lane, no one compared to 2018 had any idea of how fast that lane would grow. And it doesn't matter what sport, high school, college, professional, we're seeing, unfortunately, more and more reports, both online and in the real world, of fans doing that and acting out in ways that are, unfortunately, quite regrettable and, frankly, illegal.
We asked what can be done to stop or at least reduce the harassment of athletes.
But a couple of things. Some gambling operators and some legislators have thought, well, let's get rid of player proposition bets, you know, the dedicated bet that's related to one person's performance. And that way, when it doesn't come in, it'll be less personal and do that. But we have no real data to suggest that that's going to help. Number two, we've been doing a lot more training with athletes saying, hey, when these things happen, these are committable offenses and should be handled by the proper authorities. But thirdly, I think back to what's the mentality of the person that does this? You know, how do we explain the person that writes these online comments or goes into the fans and actually yells at a person with that level of vitriol and abuse? And I think trying to understand why that's happening is much more important. Unfortunately, we see that level of abuse happening not just in the gambling world, but in cyberspace all over and political, economic, and popular culture climates there as well. So there's a two parallel process here, I think. One, expand gambling, and when people lose it, they take it personally. And then number two, when you take away the walls of barriers between, again, athletes and fans to the point where it becomes, I can instantaneously get in contact with this person, that's when you create this very confusing world for a lot of folks.
Hey, I mean, props to the guy who went down to heckle an Olympic sprinter mid-run, I guess, for fully committing to his wager. But might I gently suggest it's time to check out a Gambling Anonymous session? And who the hell bets on track and field? Never heard of that before in my life. This has been the LA Local for Wednesday, June 4th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. If you have a graduate in your life, I hope you enjoy this bittersweet commencement season. Hug your little ones close. I know this is incredibly cliche, but it goes by so, so quickly. Be well, SoCal. See you tomorrow.
Ready? Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.